That moment a fiery chariot came down from heaven between Eliyahu Navi and Elisha Navi, separated the two, and Eliyahu Navi got onto this chariot and he rose up in this fire. The wording now is Vayal Eliyahu Basaora Hashemoyim. Saora means a storm. He rose up in a storm. We could take this to mean simply this was the fire. The flames were like a storm. If the wording is he rose up in a storm, heavenwards, and he could not be seen anymore. Let's first analyze that one word over which the Zohar HaKadosh spends so much time, and which Rabbein Hazal explains in minute detail. The Navi rose up basa'ara hashemayim, in a storm. Zohar HaKadosh says simply, the storm refers to the Malach HaMavis. This was the angel of death who came and demanded to have his chance. During the life of Eliyahu Navi, the Malach HaMavis, who is also the Yetzer Hara or the Satan, had tried to make a dent in the armor, the Kedusha of Eliyahu Navi. He could never succeed one iota. He was too pure. But on the day of death, as we said, a person becomes very weakened. So the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, asked Hashem for the right to descend and take the soul of Eliyahu Navi. Hashem said to the Malach HaMavis, you have the right to do so. This was given originally, but in this case it would be to no avail because he is too great. He is greater than you are, so you cannot remove his soul from him. Malach HaMavis was very adamant and said, if I have the right to do so, I'll go down and try. Hashem said, go, at your risk. This stubborn one descended, came to Eliyahu Navi, and approached him. This was sort of considered a battle of the battle of the giants. As he came close to him, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Eliyahu Navi took the Malach HaMavis, grasped hold of him, and forced him down, bent him down, and stepped upon him, and rose from there to the chariot heavenwards. So the hidden word, the hidden meaning here is Vayal Eliyahu Basaora Hashemayim. Vayal rose to heaven through the service of this Malach HaMavis, who always is the one that takes the soul. Here he was used as a stepping stone, as a stool, to be able to rise upwards in heaven. And Menazel says, this of course is true, it is fact. Malach HaMavis, or the Satan, or the Yetzer Hara, who are all the same, one and the same, is called Si'ara. Why is he called Si'ara? Because Si'ara means a storm. He foments a storm within a person. There's no greater storm than within a person's heart when he begins to desire that which is bad, when there begins a conflict within him, a battle between a good and evil force. And this storm that rages could either, chas v'shalom, destroy the person if he falls victim to this evil desire, or he could emerge from it victorious. This Sa'ara, a storm caused by the Malach HaMavis, by the Satan, by the Yetzer Hara. Menahel says that we are missing a point, because the Satan, or the Yetzer Hara, actually has a much more famous name. He is generally called the Baal Dovar. Baal Dovar means the master of the word, master of speech. He has the smoothest, glibest tongue. He can sell himself, deliver a request or a plea to a person through which he'll have the person believing that he's doing something good by turning against his creator. This Baal Dovar, the master of the word, is called so because of his power of speech, his power of persuasion. This is all found in the word Sa'ara. Because of the names of Hashem, there is one name, the name Aleph Dalet Ado, one we use mainly always, that refers to speech, Dibur. Different names of Hashem refer to Re'iyah, sight, hearing, Binah, hearing, understanding, Kel, and so forth. This name, Aleph Dalet, it refers to speech, the power of speech, and that's why the Shemoneh Esrei begins with the words Hashem, Aleph Dalet, that name, Hashem, Sefosai Tiftach. We request from the power of speech, the heavenly power of speech, Ado, Sefosai Tiftach, give me some of that power of speech. I want to pray to you, endow me with the koyach of dibur, of speech, so that I can speak words properly to you. Now, in opposition to this, we have the koyach of dibur, of tumor of the satan, also has this power of speech. The Satan derives his power from this very same name, Ado, which is the Gematria 65, or Samachay. The word Seora contains Samachay, and also the other two letters are Resh Ayin for Ra, evil. Evil power of Dibur. Why necessarily Resh Ayin? Because it shows that it encompasses all the different parts of Dibur. There are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, plus the five final letters, that makes a total of 27. These letters are not yet Dibur until we have the vowels added to them. 10 vowels, 10. These are combinations. 10 times 27 is 270. In the evil form, it is Ra. Combine this Ra with Samachay, and you have this Seora, this storm. This evil Dibur works up a storm within a person. And this is the main power of the Satan, better known as the Baldover. It is this power that a person must combat throughout life. This is called the Milchemes Hayetzer. The moment that a person is born, he is not to have peace throughout life. He's supposed to go through this stormy session, this battle, this combat with the Yetzirah, with the Baldover. And he is supposed to take this battle in stride and to wield the weapon that can overcome this Baldover. And that weapon is the very same weapon used by the Baldover. No person is strong enough to destroy, to wipe out the Yitzhara or the Satan. He must resort to assistance from Hashem. And for that, he is endowed with the power of speech too, speech to be used for the sake of Torah. The Torah is called fire. Hashem says, my words are like fire. Fire is Begimatria Yetzer, Yitzra Bisha, the fire of Teda against the fire, fiery evil desire of the Yitzhara. The second is the tefillah that a person is able to pray to Hashem and asking for help. So in the Shmoneh Esrei Davening Hashem, we say to Hashem, Hashem, help us, Hashi'enu v'nivosheya, help us in this constant battle against the Yitzhara, that we should be victorious to overcome this evil Yitzhara. A person who davens, studies Torah, can be assured that he'll come out victorious in his battle, be zechut to go through life as a Jew should in true service to Hashem. And that's a chus. Person is then zechut, which was zechut to see the coming of Mashiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and here we may know. Amen. Be amen.
Amen. Amen.